You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and a brand new community eye care service has been commissioned in Southeast London for people with learning difficulties and who are autistic as well. It's called the Easy Eye Care Service, and here to tell us all about it are Stephen Kill, National Eye Care Services Development Manager, and Grace McGill, London Eye Care Champion. Welcome to you both to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Steve, we will start with you. Can you tell us a bit about the Easy Eye Care Service?
The background to this really is we're talking about eye care for people with learning disabilities and autistic people. We know at the moment that people have sort of varying experiences around the country about going for their regular eye tests with the opticians. And the system as it works at the moment is not working perfectly for everybody. Lots of people are not getting access to the eye care that they need. So we're talking about the need for some changes within the system of how eye care services are provided. As an example, people with learning disabilities are 10 times more likely to have severe sub-problems than other people, but they're less likely to get the eye care that they need to deal with any sight problems. Also, we know that 6 in 10 people with learning disabilities need glasses to correct their vision. But of course, if they're not having the regular sight test, then they won't be getting the properly prescribed glasses that they need to help them see more clearly. The Easy Eye Care Service helps to overcome some of those barriers, and we're delighted this has recently been commissioned in Southeast London. So there are opticians in Southeast London, which is Bexley, Bromley, Greenwich, Lambeth, Lewisham and Southwark, who have signed up to provide this service. And what that means is that these opticians that are advertised on the website that we can tell you about are offering either longer appointments for people with learning disabilities and autistic people, or several shorter appointments to help the person to complete the sight test. Also, there's a form that the person fills in beforehand called About Me and My Eyes, which is information about the person which would be useful for the optometrist to receive, such as any previous eye care history, or how the person would like to complete the sight test, for example, using letters or pictures and so on. So that information helps the optometrist to provide an accessible sight test for the person. And then in return, after the appointment, the optometrist will provide the person with an eye test results form, which explains about any glasses the person should be wearing and when they should wear them, and any eye conditions that are identified, because these can sometimes be quite long and wordy and the sort of words that we're likely to forget. So it's really important to capture that and to share that information with other people. Another part of the service is the optometrists receive additional training in working with people with learning disabilities and autistic people, so that they're really fully up to speed on meeting people's needs and understanding what helps with people in these situations. And we're delighted that this particular service is for all ages. So it's from naught upwards.
Steve, what would you say are the key benefits to keep in mind when talking about the Easy Eye Care Services?
Key benefit overall is that people will be receiving a quality eye care service to know that their eye health is being monitored and any eye conditions are being identified, but also to know that they get the glasses and support with the glasses that they need in order to see clearly and to make the best use of their vision, which is really important. But in particular, we also wanted to make the service as accessible as it could be. So it's open to people who are registered with the GP in Southeast London, and people can access the service in different ways. They can self-refer by contacting the what's called the single point of access. But equally, there's other routes that we can identify people who need eye care within the system. So for example, people with learning disabilities over the age of 14 are entitled to receive an annual health check. And eye care is something that should be covered as part of that annual health check. So we've set up with other organisations a system so that people can easily be referred from their GP into the Easy Eye Care Service to make sure that that need is identified and met. And there's something similar that we've done as well with the hospitals. We know that because people tend to get lost in the eye care system at the moment, lots of people with learning disabilities and autistic people end up at the hospital eye clinic, but even for their routine eye care, not necessarily because they have a particular eye health issue. The hospitals are keen to discharge these patients if they can discharge with confidence to the community. And so they're happy to do that. And again, we've set up formal processes for them to do that. And the final referral mechanism is from something called the Special Schools Eye Care Service, which is children who are having sight tests in special schools in Southeast London also get referred into this service when they leave the special school. And that overcomes the difficulty about children receiving a good quality eye care service in a special school, then transitioning and wondering where they go to next. And the answer is they go to the Easy Eye Care Service in the community.
Grace, we'll come to you. As an eye care champion, how important is it to have services like Easy Eye Care available?
It's very important because if people don't have what they need, then they'll end up in hospital eye clinics when they not necessarily need to go there. And it can cause a lot of lengthy waits in the eye clinics for people that do need to be there. If it can be done by a friendly optician, that's got to be better for everyone.
And we'll come back to you, Steve. What are the future plans to have Easy Eye Care services launched in other areas of the country? What's the progress on that?
We're working with the other areas in London to encourage them to also to take up the service. But of course, we don't like the postcode lottery. We don't like the fact that some areas have a service and others don't. So we believe the Easy Eye Care service is something that should be happening across the whole of the country, should be available in every single area. So we're talking to different groups around the country, including local optical committees and commissioners and other interested parties, just to tell people about the pathway, first of all, to make them aware of it, to make them aware of the particular needs of people with learning disabilities and autistic people when it comes to eye care, and to work in tandem, really. Seeability has learnt a lot from Southeast London and also other parts of the country, such as Northwest England, that already have the Easy Eye Care service. And we're very keen to work with people and to share our learnings. Eye care champions such as Grace and our colleagues Lance, Rebecca, and Joanne have that lived experience, which really helped to explain the need for people. So we're very open to working with different organisations and continuing the conversation to move things in the right direction.
If people want to get more information about Easy Eye Care or contact for more information, where can they go?
They can go on the Seeability website and contact eyecare@seeability.org. Also on the Seeability website, there's a Find an Optometrist link where you can type in your postcode and that will show you what opticians have agreed to test the eyes of people with learning disability. You can always contact me, g.mcgill@seeability.org, or Steve, s.kill@seeability.org.
A phone number that people can use. That number is 020 3859 2385, and that goes to what we call the single point of access. There's also a website which has a list of all the practices in Southeast London that are offering the service, www.sel-mecs.com /learning-disabilities.
Thank you very much to you both, Stephen Kill, National Eye Care Services Development Manager, and Grace McGill, London Eye Care Champion. Thank you very much for coming on to tell us about the Easy Eye Care service in Southeast London here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.